Hare Krishna. Nothing distracts us as we ourselves. We live in a culture of mass distraction. There is so much onslaught on our senses and on our mind from so many different medias that people often find it difficult to concentrate on any one thing for any sustained period of time. They may be talking with one person and suddenly they're worried, oh, that sound that came, was that my message alert? Or was that some sort of social media notification or some other message notification from somewhere? And then they pick up their phone and start talking. And even if they're externally paying attention to one activity, at the same time, half of their or a part of their attention is also towards their devices, their gadgets. And even when we are on our gadgets, if you are reading a book on our computer, at that time also we may have a dozen tabs open. And with those dozen tabs, we are looking at dozen things and we are not able to do any one thing tangibly. So because of this, we stay illusion, we stay trapped, we stay distracted, we are unable to utilize our potential. And quite often, it is our inclination to blame the culture of distraction. Oh, I have so many things to do and there are so many things distracting me. What can I do? How can I expect? What can I do? How can anyone expect me to be focused? Now, it's true that there are a lot of distractions in today's culture, but actually nothing distracts us as much as we ourselves. Now, if we are resolved to be focused, if we can summon the willpower, if we can bolster our determination and we decide to be fixed, then nothing can actually distract us from what we want to do. What to speak of the world distracting us? Krishna cautions that leave alone that in addition to whatever is externally distracting us, inside us also there is a distractor, and that distractor is the mind. Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita in 6.27, when he states, yato yato nishchalati manaschanchal stasthiram tatastato niyam yaitad atmanyeva vashamnayed. So he says in the section from 6.25, 26, 27, he's talking about how the mind gradually comes into control. And he says, yato yato nishchalati nishchalati, wherever it goes, manaschanchalam asthiram, he says the mind is restless, the mind is unsteady. So Krishna is telling us that these are given characteristics of the mind. We need to expect them. We won't go very far by complaining about them, because that is the way the mind is. Manaschanchalam asthiram tatastato niyamyaitad. Krishna says tatastato niyamyaitad. Niyamya means discipline. You discipline yourself. You focus yourself. Atmanya eva vashamnayed. Atmanyeva, bring yourself under the control of the self. So focus on the self, Krishna is telling. Now here, in the previous verse, he's talked about how shanai shanai ruparame buddhya dhriti gruhitaya atma samstham manah kritva nakinchid api chintayer. So he says shanai shanai, gradually, step by step. What should you do? Buddhya dhriti gruhitaya, with intelligence sustained by conviction. Atma samstham manah kritva, bring oneself under the control of the self. Nakinchit api chintayed, and don't think about anything else. So in this way, what Krishna is focusing on is, he is offering the opportunity for us to move closer to him, to attain him. How? He's telling us we should focus. We should use our intelligence to focus on the self. The self is the soul, and the self of the self is the supreme self, that is Krishna. So, to the extent we make the resolution to not blame distractors, but to take responsibility for our distractibility and to do what it takes to correct it. So, for example, yes, it is good when we are distracted to try to cut off distractors. Yes, we may put our phone in a do not disturb or all silent mode. We may disconnect the Wi-Fi from our computer and we can cut off all social media. And that way, we get to focus on whatever we are doing. That cutting off the external distractibility is the source of distraction is good. But along with doing that, we need to internally resolve that, no, I am going to focus on something higher. And that resolution is what is going to help us focus. The external disconnection will help us, but what will help us more is our inner connection. So, why are we so distractible? Why are we so vulnerable to distraction? Because we are innately pleasure-seeking. We are innately shelter-seeking, pleasure-seeking. And at the spiritual level of reality, in the remembrance of Krishna, in the service to Krishna, we find the greatest shelter and the greatest pleasure. So, when we get connected with Krishna internally through devotional meditation, through a disposition of loving service, then we get a higher satisfaction through that. And with that higher satisfaction comes inner illumination. Our intelligence becomes clearer and sharper. And then we can, with greater purposefulness, emerge in the outer world of distraction and deal with it in a responsible and focused way. So our inner connection with spiritual reality, with Krishna, is what will make us less distractible. And when we don't distract ourselves, then the world will not be able to distract us. Thank you. Hare Krishna.